As much as we go through this topic of faith above reason, so that it becomes more and more clear to us that this is the condition for the spiritual sensation, for feeling the Creator, for rising above our ego, above this world, the more we on the one hand feel that we understand a bit more to some extent, maybe sometimes we even feel, and on the other hand we also don't understand and don't feel it, and we are become more distanced from it and we are confused. And these are actually the correct actions, the correct states, that this is how we should really feel ourselves when we're on the path, undergoing changes, small ascents and descents each and every moment, and also great ones in between the moments, in between the days. And even if we don't feel that we're undergoing changes, we do go through them. It's just that we're still not, it's not within the range of our sensations. But for certain, these relations of above reason and within reason are already operating on us, shaking us, and we, bit by bit, come closer to a state where we will start to feel truly in our sensation where we are and to how much we are closer to above reason, or we fall for it and we're far away from it, and in this way through ups and downs, but specifically with respect to that, with respect to the degree of faith, binah, bestowal, relative to the degree of reception, malchut. These two degrees, in between the two of them, we exist. And only with respect to the two of them, we will have to locate ourselves each time, to check ourselves, to strengthen ourselves, so that we will be as close as possible to Binah and as and far from Malchut. Not in that that we cancel the will to receive. What we cancel is our usage of it, but rather we elevate it to the degree of Binah, that we want to use the will to receive also in order to bestow. This is what we have ahead of us, and indeed we are advancing in that as much as I feel the general kli. We truly are going through nice and correct ascents between us, and I'm happy with this advancement. And even those who don't feel themselves that they're already advancing in practice, it's not really considered that they're not advancing, but rather there are those who do it faster, those who don't, where it doesn't happen so quickly, but the result does not depend on these sensations, entirely not, but on how much the person invests forces in it. And his investment eventually brings a result.
Number 40,
please.
The hizdakut, the refinement of the screen, which occurs in the Partsuf, causes the departure of the light too. And the reason is that after the tzimtzum, the restriction, the light is captured only in the vessel of the screen, which is the rejecting force, repelling force. And this is the essence of the vessel. When that vessel departs, the light departs as well. This means that the vessel is considered faith above reason.
This means that the spiritual vessel is faith above reason. As much as we can combine the qualities of Binah with or into the qualities of Malchut, so that Malchut pulls into itself and Binah elevates above itself. So these two forces actually work together, and by that they establish the spiritual kli. Why is that so? The Creator is the force of bestowal, Binah. We are the force of reception, Malchut, but in building ourselves in order to resemble the Creator, we can do so on the condition that we elevate the force of Binah in its importance, in its role above the force of Malchut, the force of reception. And therefore, for us, in the created beings, Malchut and Binah working in collaboration, in participation, if we're talking about a spiritual vessel. And this is why we call this vessel faith above reason. Please.
Again, and when that vessel departs, the light departs as well. Meaning that a vessel is faith above reason. And then the light appears. And when the light appears, its nature is to thin out or to refine the vessel, to cancel the vessel of faith. Because this is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in Him, the light immediately departs from Him. And thus, he should see to increasing the vessel of faith, meaning the screen over the knowing, and then the abundance will not stop from Him. This is the meaning of each vessel is deficient of light, that is not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place of lack becomes a place of faith. If it were filled, there would be no possibility for a vessel, a place for faith.
Yes, this is what we learned from the entire wisdom of Kabbalah in itself. Only to the extent that we have the restriction and screen and reflected light, that our will to receive raises through rejection, then to that extent we have a kli, a vessel. And in that reflected light comes direct light and it clothes there.
Дорогой Раф, вот мы работаем, стараемся работать вот над этим свойством Малхут, как вы сказали, включаемся.
We try to.
Что значит, что в этом кли веры приходит свет и ослабляет?
Above Malchut and collecting the vessel of faith, but what does it mean that the light weakens?
Because we feel that we know knowing, and knowing weakens bestowal, faith, because bestowal is above the will to receive, and when the upper light comes, then it seemingly adds to the will to receive, and therefore it grows weaker. The force of the rejecting screen that we want to rise above and be above our nature, these things are opposite, because we build out of ourselves something that resembles the Creator, which means it's the opposite of how we are according to our own nature.
Но это знание, которое приходит, этот свет, он в качестве чего приходит? Это знание Творца или знание?
This light that comes, how does it come? It's the feeling of the Creator?
A feeling. That feeling is a feeling that it gives us the feeling of the connection between us, and inside of that, it also gives us the knowledge of our spiritual state.
Так, а мы по отрывку что должны с ним делать? Его сдерживать или как-то?
And from this excerpt, what should we do? Hold on to the slide.
We're going to read it soon in the following excerpts. We then need to try to increase the force of faith. When the light comes, it weakens the screen and the force of faith, and then we will have to add to it. And this is how we awaken towards ascending. According to the force of faith, the force of bestowal that we carry out. It has to be a feeling. For the time being, it is difficult. These things are difficult to explain because they do not exist in us. So I can't pinpoint to certain qualities, these or those. And if they appear in certain friends, they don't in other friends, and so I cannot explain it in a general way.
The work that is the preparation to enter true spirituality, that is, when he takes upon himself to believe in the importance of the Creator above reason, he must take upon himself that he wants to go specifically with faith above reason. If he were given the reason to see the greatness of the Creator within reason, he prefers faith above reason. Because of the honor of the Creator, conceal the matter. This is regarded as wanting to go above reason. And precisely then he becomes a vessel that is fit to receive spirituality, since he has no concern at all for himself, but all his intentions are only to bestow upon the Creator.
And
for this reason, there is no longer fear that should he be given some illumination, it will go into the vessels of reception, since he is always trying to exit self-love.
PT 17.
Hello. So, above reason, he says this is during the preparation, but above reason is already a spiritual state. How does it work out?
Yes, but also during the preparation, when you prepare yourself for spirituality, you also try to reach faith above reason. So otherwise, what does it mean, preparation? What are you preparing yourself for?
So what does it mean to be above reason in a state when you are still a desire to receive?
You're still in the will to receive. However, you want to understand, to feel, to enter it truly in a realistic manner. What does it mean, faith above reason? What is the force of faith, and why is that above reason? And to what extent can I elevate my faith above my reason? How do I detect these things? How do I measure them, weigh them, position them one opposite the other, one above the other? These are things that we need to start to work with somehow, to detect them inside of us and to arrange them. These are already spiritual discernments. We need to enter the spiritual world in a way that we are born in it and we operate in it, we grow in it, we begin to be active there, in action, in practice. Okay, PT 19.
Shalom, chaverim, shalom.
Rav, what is that state when he writes that he takes upon himself to believe in the importance of the Creator above a reason?
That he wants to achieve the greatness of the Creator above his vessels of reception, but rather only in vessels of bestowal. He wants to receive these vessels from above and not the way that it that he had orientation in this corporeal world, but rather he wants to receive new vessels of bestowal, and in them he wants to discover the upper world, the Creator, the upper force, and only in the vessels of bestowal. He doesn't want to pull the upper force into his world, this lower world, but rather he himself wants to rise to the upper world. He wants to be incorporated in the upper one, to be there as an embryo, to annul himself. and in this way to start growing.
Доброе утро, Раф. А как увеличить веру, когда приходит новая порция?
Morning. How to increase the faith when a new portion of egoism comes?
How do we increase the faith when our will to receive is constantly growing? It actually grows specifically in order for us to increase the faith. We shouldn't see our ego as something that is hindering us. It is called faith made against it. It works against the faith, against the spiritual development. However, in that it helps us when it appears each time as greater and greater. It's in order for us to rise higher and higher above it. And in this way we will reach the height of bestowal above the force of reception, so that we will be able to start to feel the spiritual forces.
And how, for example, can it advance the entire 10 if it comes only to one friend?
By us being connected together, even if we don't talk about it, we are nevertheless incorporated, and therefore what one of us receives, it becomes connected to everyone. As much as we build out of ourselves a single vessel that we want to be a 10. So, the fact that the friends advance and they achieve something, it operates on me. And I, actually by that, I advance. For me, it's enough to just annul before the friends, and already I advance through them. And this is how it is with each one towards the others. And therefore, our main operation is annulment towards the friends. And how will we advance? Don't you worry. The moment that we truly annul each one towards the other 9, let's say, then the Creator arranges the others or the entire group so that it will start to ascend because we all annul. So then the Creator can give all of these annulments his general light, and then we ascend. Meaning, it is enough for us to work even only on annulling ourselves, and later on we will also reach practical incorporations between us. We will have additional kinds of work, but first of all, it has to be annulment of each one towards the others. Okay.
Yofi. Moscow 7.
Good. Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот помимо
положительного,
каким образом давать важность?
Beyond the positive example, in what way can we give the greatness of the Creator? What words can we clothe it in so it would penetrate the heart? How to do it correctly?
I think that if we will read, the texts by Kabbalists, Bala Sulam, Rabash, there are additional very good excerpts. This is enough for us. With which words we end up having just a few words left where we talk about the states in the group, in the 10, maybe that we have such, but it will become clear, it will develop, and it will emerge out of each one, even unwillingly. We will simply feel how much the heart of the friend is exploding out of the fact that he comes closer to the others. It will happen. But as Rabash writes, that you have to awaken the hearts of the friends, etc. What he writes there in that letter.
Tbilisi.
Доброе утро, Рав. Здесь, кстати, пишется,
что good morning, Rav.
Если вижу я в знании Творца,
here in the article it says that if I see within reason the Creator, I can get confused and I have to go above reason. But what to do in such a state? How to correctly behave here?
To go above reason means to go above the ego, my ego. I don't need to know anything. I just want to detect what is it that I want. What does the ego that exists inside of me want out of me? And to try to go with bestowal above the force of reception. That is, as much as I want something in my world, I want even above it to make efforts to bestow out of that to the ten and from it to the Creator. That is all.
Belarus.
Продолжение вопроса. Как нам правильно работать с подсветкой, которую дает Творец, чтобы не уйти.
How to correctly work with that illumination the Creator gives in order to not go back to the vessel.
We will try to guard ourselves to constantly be in faith above reason. And then even if we begin to receive some illumination from above that adds reason to us, we will have to add faith above reason, to always be in that form, riding above our reason. This is what we will have to maintain, to guard, all of us. This is considered the primary condition for keeping the ten. And this is how we will advance.
Раб, а в действиях это как выглядит? В действиях десятки.
And how is it expressed in the ten as an action?
Constantly guard it, that bestowal between us will be our primary action. That each one wants to bestow to everyone, each one wants to care for everyone, each one wants to elevate his ten to spirituality. He adds to the ten a spiritual force from himself to create a connection with the Creator out of the ten. And then with such care, we will quickly reach the feeling of faith above reason. And what is it that we can do with the power of faith?
Czech, Slovak, free.
Dear Raf, is it so that my love for my friends and through them to the Creator won't let me sleep, so I look for my chisarans?
We need to constantly be concerned about love for the friends. And I think that mostly this, and up to the point where it's really enough for us in order to rise higher up, just that it has to truly be an inclination towards love, connection, bestowal, support for the friends, and that saves us from anything. This can elevate us from this world to the upper world.
The result, at the beginning of the lesson, you said that the result is not determined according to one's feeling, but according to one's investment. During the preparation, all we have is a vessel of feeling. So how can I check myself how much I invested?
No, we cannot measure that. Our measurement is always that we should remain in mutual bestowal, that I'm constantly in concern towards everyone, towards the ten. This is actually the way I check myself. That I'm constantly like a mother towards her babies. This is how I care for the group.
Another?
Yes.
What kind of exercises we can have in the ten in order to generate opportunities for work above reason?
All the exercises that go against our ego and in favor of connection. All of these exercises, if you're talking about practical exercises, yes? And even more to try to go over the excerpts, go over the articles, but such articles that are close to the point. Let's say, you see the verses, the excerpts we're reading now? So, it's from Shamari, the refinement of the screen, number 40, and Rabash 41, the importance of recognition of evil, etc. So you can truly take all of these articles and read them. There they explain it, our teachers explain it in a more elaborate manner.
What should we be careful of and conceal along the way so it doesn't tarnish the faith in the ten?
You have to show the friends that you are at the peak of your inspiration from the path and that you want to pull them, all of them, to connection between them and to the Creator. And to show the whole world this reality that we have to attain, that the Creator, the upper force of bestowal, that only He exists actually, except for our ego, and He is expecting us to reach adhesion with Him, connection with Him. This is what we have to do.
טל על האדם לומר שעכשיו אני רואה
42. One must say, now I see that the real path is actually to go above reason. And the evidence for that is the fact that now I've been rewarded with some illumination from above. It's only because I've taken upon myself to go above reason. This is why I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. This illumination that He has now received from above gives Him an answer to all His questions. It turns out that this testifies to the above reason. Thus, what should I do now so I will continue above reason? There's only to overcome and start looking for ways to dress, to clothe His work in above reason. It turns out that by not tarnishing His faith, since He was walking in it before He was rewarded with any kind of illumination from above, since even now He is not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of His work. Rather, He is taking the illumination as a testament to being on the right path, that He is in faith above reason. And only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to Him and gives him a place to draw nearer to Him, since this nearing will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are called within reason. Peter sees that he is trying to go only above reason.
Almata 1.
Almata 1.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а какие есть способы, чтобы человек
начать
свою работу, веру и знания?
which manners do we have in which to clothe the work of the Bab Reason?
So we read and we try to detect the forces of faith, of bestowal, and for me to constantly relate to the friends and to the Creator using this force of bestowal, that I'll try to connect all the friends in my heart and present them from within my heart to the Creator. This is our practical work. Try to think this way, to detect it, to locate it, to feel it, and you'll see how it's guiding you correctly through life. PT2.
So, Rav Yakar, חברים אהובים.
Dear Rav, friends, you said that we must show the friends that we are at the peak of our inspiration from the path and do exercises in above reason that will bring about extra connection. And the question is, sometimes when you show the friends extra enthusiasm, it pushes them actually into reason. It annoys them. So how do we do it in a way that you don't make them go deeper into reason, but actually rise above reason?
You have to be considerate towards them out of a desire to reach connection with them. When you awaken them in the good way, correct way, I'll tell you. Look what we have in medicine. And we can take an example from corporeal medicine to the medicine of the soul. In corporeal medicine, all of the medications that we develop are in fact toxins. Even the serpent, the snake, which is a symbol of medicine, it's a sign of a toxin. But when we microdose it, it becomes a remedy. Meaning our body is actually healed through these small amounts of poison that we give it based on the experience of great doctors, and that heals us. And the same here. You need to relate to the friends in such a way as if you want to bring them medicine. Not that you just pour something on them, but just to add a little bit when you see through the correct critical observation that you can have it work towards the healing of the group. Try to work this way. Of course, it's not always going to work correctly. It's possible, but nevertheless, you need to try and give them the medication, something that will be beneficial. I'm probably not the best example, but that's how I also want to relate to our big vessel. I'm sure that each one of you has some criticism over me. Why don't we advance quickly enough? Why doesn't he explain it enough? And why this, why that? But what can I do? I have to be considerate of the entire vessel, and I have to give a little bit more to release, to administer more and more of the medication. That's how we advance. And you should be the same. If you want to benefit the group, try to relate to them this way.
If I may, let's suppose that in my family, like a mother, I look at them, a family, and I know some children are more capable of doing certain exercises and other kids are not so capable. So when I make the comparison, do I do it with respect to those who are more capable or less capable, or how?
Towards those who are less capable, because those who are more capable, or they will understand from the fact that you're giving less to those to to those who struggle, they'll find their degree there as well. Look at the Book of Psalms, for example. Everyone is reading Psalms, the whole world. All religions, all faiths, billions of people are reading Psalms. Each one is getting something from their his own impression. And Psalms is the greatest thing there is. Baal Sulam, the doctor came to visit Baal Sulam and he was sick once. And the doctor says, the best thing is, he doesn't need medication, but he just needs to lie down and not study or do anything. He should just read Psalms, the Book of Psalms. When the doctor left, Baal Sulam says, the doctor doesn't understand that the Book of Psalms is the hardest book there is to read. But that's how it is. It depends on the user. For the doctor, the Book of Psalms is a collection of beautiful songs, and for Baal Sulam, it's full of inner content, the highest, most exalted spiritual content there is. King David, which represents the general Malchut, he wrote this book.
Kiev 2.
Okay, Kiev 2.
Здравствуйте. Мы изучаем Тору во время
урока
и притягиваем
чудодейственные средства. We learn the Torah during the lesson, and we draw the light, the reforming light, and we get knowledge, and we get above reason. We develop extra sensitivity. But what do we get as a result of it?
The fact that you pass through you all those verses of the Torah, all those ideas, all those actions of connection, you are passing through you the upper light. The upper light. Because you're incorporated with many other people around the world who are doing it together, and this upper light gradually sanctifies your will to receive, influences it, until the will to receive is gradually becoming the bestower. It's opposite to him. It's not simple at all, this transformation that the will to receive has to undergo. But that's what's happening. Hence, all of our work is to draw the reforming light. And that's what we do through reading and various actions. This is the goal of all of our activity.
Baltia 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вот здесь он пишет свечение, которое
Hello, Rav. He writes here that the illumination that one receives from above gives him an answer to all of his questions.
Ответы приходят в коли веры выше знания.
And thus it allows him to rise above reason. Do I understand correctly that this gives him a vessel?
Yeah, this gradually a person begins to get the feeling of the force of bestowal above the force of reception. The person becomes incorporated of these two forces, one on top of the other. Yeah.
No. When
I discover reason and I want to develop faith above it, my main effort should be in a prayer or in depicting to myself the greatness of the friends and of the Creator.
Both. Relative to the friends, you need to try to constantly awaken their heart towards connection. Here, it doesn't really matter what state you're in, what degree you're on. You could be the smallest in the group. Nevertheless, you have to try and bring about certain level of connection among the friends, on the one hand. On the other hand, you need to awaken. You need to awaken them from their connection to the Creator. meaning to prayer. To a deficiency. So their deficiency, generally speaking, will reach a higher degree called the Creator relative to our degree. And from there, we'll receive the light of scrutiny, the light of correction. And that's how we climb from degree to degree. The Creator is always called Bo'ure, come and see. This is a higher degree where you have to come and see what we can come to and how we can equalize with this degree.
This prayer is the vessel, or the faith itself that I develop is the vessel?
It's neither. The prayer is raising man. And later, what's revealed in us is the vessel, a desire to receive that we can use for connection and in order to bestow to the Creator.
Ita 3.
Rab, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Per mantenere la fede al di sopra della ragione, stando a quello che c'è scritto, allora noi non dovremmo cercare di trovare una ragione per amare.
In order to achieve the faith above reason, we don't need to find some special reason within reason to love the friends, but to be able to go above all of our judgments of the friends.
Of course, we also have to criticize the group, have a critical thinking about the group for a short period of time, just to get a foundation above which we can go in faith above reason. Try to raise the group, raise ourselves, and so on and so forth. That's the only reason to have any criticism. Meaning, when I go to criticize the state of the group, look at it critically, it's to help make it ascend through my participation.
Oh, but the moment that I search for some reason to love my friend, by that, I already cancel the masach, the screen, in fact.
No, why? I didn't get it. When I'm looking for a reason to love the friend, I want to tell myself that this friend is full of love towards the group, except I can't quite evaluate it, appreciate it, but it's certain that he is full of love towards the group and he suffers from with the group and he rejoices with the group. He's with them. And I want to adhere to him and support what he's doing for the group even more.
PT 4.
But what is the difference then between me being in, within reason and the work that I do when I want to be above reason?
When you are within reason, you are within your ego, as usual, just as you have it throughout the day. But if you want to try and go above reason, here you need to exert. So what does it mean to be outside of my own reason, outside of my will to receive? What does it mean that I relate to others not according to my usual characteristics, but in love and bestowal and giving? This is called above my own ego. So if I try to bestow to them in this way, it means that I'm making the calculations how to reach above reason.
Even in such calculations, I see that my reason is there.
It doesn't matter. I'm still within my reason, but I want to rise above my reason.
And this desire, it's not also reason?
It is, but it doesn't matter, because through that I invoke the reforming light. I can't be purified of my own ego, clean completely, but by trying to be above it, to imagine what does it mean to be above my ego, outside of it, by that I am invoking the reforming light. This is the meaning of raising man, a request, an effort. And if we do it, especially in the group, over time, it works. And accordingly, the upper light works on us, and it affords us this quality of bestowal. We begin to feel what does it mean to be above our ego, how to rise above, how to be on the other side of the barrier, the machsom.
What are the characteristics of a person who is going above reason?
He highly values, respects, bestowal.
Maestro, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, maestro. Volevo chiedere questo. Esiste una sensazione di gioia?
I wanted to ask, is there the feeling of joy in the state of above reason, or is it always the vessels of reception that only in them we can feel?
Specifically there, you find the joy in faith above reason, because you begin to feel that there is an entire world outside of this black, dark, restricted place you're in.
How do we keep, maintain on one hand the persistence because it's always work, on the other hand being creative, inventive, so every time we have something new? Otherwise, if it's something you did already before, then that's not good.
I don't see something that's repeating itself. No. Each time, there are different modes, manners, styles. Look, how many keys do you have on a piano?
Keyboard.
Keys on the piano. And how many compositions can you make out of it? Of course, it all depends on the harmony, meaning the connection between each and every sound, each and every note. We're the same. It cannot be that we are. If a person finds himself in a state of despair, it, first of all, because he has no connection with the Ten.
So that's exactly the question. How do we maintain or have creativity in our relations with the Ten so there will constantly be renewal, we'll always have new things in it?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. It seems to me that each and every friend, that you need to look for special points about each and every friend, how much he invests, he contributes to the Ten, how much he's impressed by them. And then in this way, you yourself will get excited, your vessels will develop more, and you'll be able to be impressed and inspired by each and every new point. Internet.
A question from Moldova. What is the sign that we are indeed going toward faith above reason?
The extent to which I feel myself close to the friends. The upper light.
Kuwait. Which internal changes take place in a person who enters spiritual work?
He
begins to feel how much he cares about the attainment of the Creator, feeling the Creator.
PT 27, it says, even if he were given reason with which to see the greatness of the Creator within reason, he prefers faith above reason, because of the honor of the Creator, conceal the matter. The question is, how can a person overcome what he is given from above and want to be above reason?
I'm
not sure how to put it. We sometimes get examples from this world. I don't feel like giving those examples. I can't find them. Even in our world, when we reach above reason, we come to a feeling that we wish to maintain this above reason, to preserve it, because it's so precious, it's more valuable to us than what's within reason. How shall I put it? It's like when we love something, that we want this ideal, this form that we love, that we adore, to remain as distant as possible, somewhat removed from us. On that it says the honor of the daughter's king is inside.
How do we turn criticism into a vessel of bestowal in the tent?
I don't approach the criticism unless I'm certain that I can bestow above it. I don't begin to criticize unless I am certain that is criticism. Unless I'm not certain that this criticism can actually make me fall and I'll begin to truly criticize the friends. I want to criticize the friends only on the condition that I can use it to add to my love, to my connection with the group.
I have a question that repeated itself from a few tents about the work throughout the day. Nowadays, the 10 have workshops throughout the day and they talk about the lesson and the sources. You said throughout the lesson that it is better to read the sources and not to explain to each other. So they're asking, what's the right way to create an incorporation during the meetings of the tents?
This is truly a correct question, a just question. Without talking about our impression, we won't be able to incorporate with it, to feel one another. Only to read the sources, to hear the sources, it could be dry, it's not enough. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we need to be careful that our connection will be the correct kind of connection, that will draw everyone to connection. We need to inspire one another. This inspiration should be short and practical, to the point. And now that we spend too much time in talking, talk as close to the source as possible. Close to the heart and close to the source.
It is because he had had prior preparation by taking upon himself the above reason. This means that through engagement in dvekut, adhesion, he attached himself to the root. By this he was awarded reason, meaning that the reason he had obtained by the discernment of faith was a true revelation. It follows that he appreciates primarily the above reason, and he also appreciates the reason that he has now been rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance.
Look what's happening to us here. I am on a certain level, and I wish to raise myself to a degree above reason, and I work accordingly, and I receive the degree. Then I get into reason, and my above reason has become my new reason. That's how we climb. So I no longer have above reason. It becomes my new reason. So I constantly need to renew the degree, my degree of above reason. And that's how I advance. The above reason becomes a trigger, a springboard, a car jack that I can lift myself from a lower degree to a higher degree. In the state where I'm in, I try to be above reason, and then by that, I can reach a higher degree of reason. That's why those who walk on the path of faith above reason finds himself in a renewed reason. He becomes smarter, wiser. He goes above reason. He goes against his own reason. He raises faith above reason. But because of that, he becomes smarter, wiser. He understands more. He feels more. He sees more, because he acquires each time the degree of faith above reason, and that allows him to reach a higher degree of reason. Sorry for cutting you off. Please read it again.
So again, excerpt 43. It is because he had had prior preparation by taking upon himself the above reason. This means that through engagement in dvekut, adhesion, and attaching himself to the root, by this he was awarded reason. Meaning that the reason he had obtained through faith was a true revelation. It follows that he appreciates primarily the above reason, and he also appreciates the reason that he has now been rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance. This is why now he should strengthen further through reason and take upon himself a greater above reason. As dvekut in the root occurs primarily through faith, and this is his whole purpose. This is called reception. That is the reason he extended in order to bestow, and by which he will be able to take upon himself faith above reason to the greatest extent in quantity and quality.
Again,
43. It is because he had had prior preparation by taking upon himself the above reason. This means that through engagement in dvekut, adhesion, and attaching himself to the root, by this he was awarded reason. Meaning that the reason he had obtained by the discernment of faith was a true revelation. It follows that he appreciates primarily the above reason, And he also appreciates the reason that he has now been rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance. This is why now he should strengthen further through reason and take upon himself a greater above reason. As adhesion in the root occurs primarily through faith. And this is his whole purpose. This is called reception, meaning the reason he extended in order to bestow, and by which he will be able to take upon himself faith above reason to the greatest extent in quantity and quality.
Rab, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rab, ma rinforzare la ragione, in questo caso, innanzitutto che cosa vuol dire?
To strengthen through reason. In this case, first of all, what does it mean? Because it seems that it's some expansion of our will to receive, which goes against the above reason, which is the desire to bestow. So how should we operate here?
No, the fact that you now have the quality of bestowal that allows you, that affords you the possibility of reaching greater absorption, perception of knowledge of the upper light, because by that you are raising yourself above the restriction. And then what you receive, you know, you're not simply getting corporeal reason, you're becoming a little smarter. You are acquiring a spiritual reason, which comes to you from the influence of the upper light. And although you are becoming wiser, maybe also in spirit, in corporeality, but the most important thing is that you are acquiring vessels in which to understand, to feel spiritual discernments. It's a totally different level of development. And there's nothing you can do about it. If a person doesn't get to it, he remains an animal. And here's the difference. Those who go above reason acquire the reason of Adam, the one who resembles the Creator, and those who don't go in faith above reason remain on the animate level. I don't want to say a beast. I want to say on the animate level. It can be a scientist, Einstein. It doesn't matter whom. Nothing will help him. He will remain on the degree of common human sense, human mind, intellect. That's the difference between the two degrees. So to acquire this concept, this means, this key called faith above reason, is this is the primary key we have in order to open the door to the upper world, to the spiritual world, to the spiritual degrees, to enter the Creator's palace. There are additional degrees there, of course, not only faith above reason, we also need to reach the degree of Chokhmah, but nevertheless, this is what's ahead of us, what's right before us. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Rav. In this excerpt, it mentions that he goes above reason, he appreciates the reason, and now he's been rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance.
Ken.
What is this, rewarded with his names? What is he being rewarded?
הוא יהיה למצב שיש לו עכשיו רצון לקבל שרוצה להיות
בשפע. He came to a state that now he has a will to receive, but he wants to be in bestowal. This is called faith above reason. Because he has a will to receive, but he wants to be in bestowal. He has a restriction, screen, reflected light, and he becomes a vessel that wants to bestow. Accordingly, the upper light can come to him and fill him to some extent. And that determines the degree of man that he came to. The light that comes to him now is the light of Chochmah that enters and clothes in the light of Chasadim. And in this way, a person climbs. That's how he ascends.
What are these names that he's speaking of here?
It's the light of Chochmah that is revealed in the light of Chasadim. It's revealed gradually, and these are the Naran Chai that we are speaking of, the lights that are revealed inside the reflected light. Or you could say the Creator that's revealed in the reflected light that the created being establishes, arranges. That's it.
Thank you.
I don't know how to get to that.
The lack that there is in each one, we need to arrange these lacks that there will be all of us together. We come up from the understanding, the sensation, the connection towards the goal that we want to attain it. Even in our world, there is such a thing that we are towards some goal that we want to attain, some city or a group or a party. In some total, people connect in order to attain something. Well, what is there in this that's not understood? Make an effort out of your tent to reach the understanding that we need to be together in order to attain something. Doesn't matter what to attain, but only it's possible only in connection. And that will be understood. So how do we reach this connection? Whom do we turn to with this connection? What are we expecting in our plea, in our appeal? To whom do we turn to? What do we want to receive as feedback from him? What is the response? How do we begin to work in such a manner that we bestow to that same source and that source bestows to us? And then we begin to be in this discussion back and forth with him, the group and the Creator. Begin to discuss each one.
Also, I can't include the friend, his sorrow, his difficulty, I don't have the tools to hold it.
You need to show a friend that you make an effort on your part. Imagine to yourselves, now you are like what, 11 friends? How many? I can't see well. Yes, 11 people. Imagine to yourselves that you are in a boat and this boat is falling apart. Each one is sitting on some place that only this place exists under him. And such under each one. But these places are separate. The boat is falling apart. Yes, each one though is sitting in his seat, but it's just part of the boat. It's tied to a small part of the boat, and you know everything's falling apart. Now imagine that you need to hold between you. Now it's possible to hold this only with heartfelt attention, and only always to be in this, meaning to determine in the mutual heart the place that.
I feel and I have enough. The question is, we see, let's say, the friend is going through all kinds of situations. Sometimes he connects and this and that. And we have critique in that. You talked about critique that is constructive. Criticism. How do I take that criticism in a the correct way? Not to judge him to detriment, but he's connecting and all that, but.
There isn't so many states here. You're forgetting about the root. I am the first and I am the last. The Creator gives the reason. He gives the matters. And so you must turn to Him, all of us together. Because that's what He wants. He wants to awaken all of you. To this day, you'll turn to Him. So, one time in one, and then in the other. What belongs to the root of the soul, that's not important. The main thing is that...
Thank you, Rav. When a friend is doing work internally and overcomes above the ego and wants to love the friends, how can the friends take the example of that? Because we don't see it. It's all happening within. How could you take an example from one another?
No, we also need to show one another our efforts. We must show one another such an example. Yes, and whoever doesn't give such examples to others, even intentionally, that he wants to make himself what, concealed or something, that's not good. We need to awaken, as all the Kabbalists, right, to awaken the hearts of the friends.
But the friend is just demonstrating a good force. He's only showing me the right line. I don't know what he overcame. I don't understand what work he's done there.
Not important. You don't need more. Do like him. He doesn't need to show you all his work and explain and tell you the story. No, he needs only enough that he shows you his impression, his inspiration, and his intention to reach the group, to bestow to the group, and through to the Creator, and that all these things, look what he's doing. It's very nice. Don't need more. Where he comes from, the main thing that we need to know, the matter that is unnecessary, meaning what does not belong to attainment of the goal, the spiritual goal, we don't engage in it. Simple. We don't engage in what doesn't belong to attainment of the spiritual goal. And thus, it's a matter that's very important, because all of us engage in a lot of garbage, things that are so what, have no importance, and to sort and arrange one, to see oneself that's directed correctly only to the goal, and only all day, in each minute, to engage in what is before a person, to attain the correct goal. To be like that, it's not simple. You need a lot of force of the environment, and only in such a manner we can reach the goal. It's not important also how much we give time to it, rather how much we give it attention, heartfelt attention. Like Rabash would work over 10 hours in physical labor, in construction or paving the roads, but he knew that he knew what he's doing it for while he's alive, and in his mind there were always thoughts about the goal, and so all the time thus he would engage in attainment of the goal. So what is unnecessary, he would place aside and engage only in the necessary. And there was mainly work
the mind and heart and what they're engaged. The mind